Filmmaker R.J. Cutler has covered politics and race, but now he's moved on to another volatile arena, fashion. His new film, The September Issue, focuses in on Vogue editor Anna Wintour, considered the minister of the $3 billion fashion industry. Cutler spoke to Studio 360's Kurt Anderson about the woman behind the sunglasses.
There are all these kind of caricatures of her throughout the culture, and you hear about her, but there was a person in there, and I was curious about that person.
And did your notion of her change? Did you start with the sort of ice queen persona that is in the public prints and somewhere else?
You know, I really didn't. I really worked to come in principally with curiosity. There was a fascinating moment in fact, the very first meeting where Anna was sitting at the end of the table and Sally Singer, one of the great editors at Vogue, who we spent a lot of time filming with, was sitting next to her. And at a certain point, Anna slid my bio over to Sally. And I realized there was so much meaning in that. And that was my first sense of this very subtle but very clear set of communication codes that they have at Vogue.
Well, does that, and there's so much shorthand and, yes, and sidelong glance communication,
yes,
that you depict. Did that make it difficult as a filmmaker? Because,
yes,
of course, in a movie, you're supposed to do and show in big ways.
Yes, absolutely. It was perhaps the first challenge of making the film was figuring that out. I said to Anna once, a communication around here is like the mist. You don't think it's raining and all of a sudden you're soaking wet. And in fact, that's what people would barely talk to each other in those first months that we were there. And another issue was suddenly published. We were like, when did that happen? When were the meetings? And there were no meetings. But there was a lot of communication. We just didn't yet know how to see it. And then it was a question of figuring out how to shoot it. And we would talk a lot about pointillism. And the fact that if we could capture those little moments, those relative dots of communication,
which might not be so meaningful as a dot.
Exactly. And we put them together, then we would be able, as you stepped back from it, you would see the beautiful landscape that is the way they do their work at Vogue.
After months and months of shooting, were you seeking footage that sort of humanized her?
Well, we had footage that humanized her. There are moments. And Anna is human. She's, you know, to be a demanding boss, this $300 billion global industry.
And as one of her employees says, the Pope of her little universe.
Absolutely. That's, you know, that's human. That's one needs to be driven and driven more than most. So you start to ask, where does that drive come from? And again, that's where that clue from the very beginning when she mentioned her father paid off to me.
My older brother is in charge of finding lower income housing in London for people that need it. And my sister's very involved in supporting farmers' rights in Latin America. My younger brother is a political editor of The Guardian and very successful, very brilliant. And I think they're very amused by what I do. They're amused. So
that's a scene from the September issue, Anna Wintour talking about, very movingly and sadly, it seemed to me, about the regard or lack of regard, probably, of her very serious brothers and sisters for the work she does.
Well, I was certainly struck by it, of course, when she said it. I mean, how human for someone like Anna Wintour, who is revered and respected, where by the, it seems, the entire world, to wonder if she has the respect of those whose respect she most wants. You know, it's startling, but it's so recognizable. You know, those who have achieved such great things have these doubts.
R.J. Cutler, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Filmmaker R.J. Cutler speaking with Studio 360's Kurt Anderson. This is WNYC.